This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of the various descriptions of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, you'll find he is aware of what is going on in the church and her various local expressions. In chapter 2, he is seen as the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. He holds the pastors, the seven stars, in his hand, and is present in the churches, walking among the seven golden lampstands. He knows what's going on in believers' hearts and knows how to confront and how to comfort. His desire is that we have an intimate love relationship with him. That is more important than anything else. Lose this intimate love relationship and nothing else matters. If you're being persecuted, he reminds you he is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. Verse 8. He understands persecution. Since he was resurrected from death, he becomes our hope. If you're compromising, he reveals himself to you as the one who has the sharp, double-edged sword. Verse 12. If you persist in compromising, he will fight against you with that sword. But if you stand true in the midst of corruption and compromise, he will provide what will satisfy your deepest need and give you a special identity, a new name, known only to him who receives it. With such promises expressed, no wonder Jesus says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Are you listening to what the Spirit is saying?